Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And as you know, it's time for the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. From Psalms 103, verse 1.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name.
And we do bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Let's go immediately to the Word of God to begin today's service from 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Wonderful words of life on the broadcast today. The song says, sing them over to me again. Wonderful words of life. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you invite someone to worship with you and then be ready to take down some contact information in just a little while. From the Sing His Praise hymnal, page 181, sing with us on Stepping in the Light.
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by His blessed example. How happy the songs that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light, pressing more closely to Him who is leading. When we are tempted to turn from the way, trusting the arm that is strong to defend us, happy, how happy our praises each day. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light, walking in footsteps of gentle forbearance, footsteps of faithfulness, mercy, and love, looking to Him for the grace freely promised. Happy, how happy our journey above. Hallelujah. Thank you. trying to walk in the steps of the Savior. Upward, still upward, we'll follow our guide. When we shall see Him, the King in His beauty, happy, how happy our place at His side. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let it pass of light.
Hallelujah. Let the gospel light shine out on you and step in the light. Well, the Word of God, the precious promise before we pray today, comes to us from Matthew 23, verse 11. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Great advice, great teaching, great statements, great truths from the Word of God. Aren't you glad today that we can read the Word of God without any fear of having any kind of persecution? I'm thankful for the freedom in America, aren't you? We need to give the Lord praise for that and do our best with the help of God to make America great again. Let's pray today. Join with me now. Just let your request be made known unto God. Father, we're so thankful today that we can receive of you. And we're glad, Lord, that we can keep your commandments and do those things that are pleasing in your sight. Lord, I'm glad today that we can obey your commandment and love one another. Help us, Lord, to fulfill the Word of God in our heart. Help us to walk in the light as you are the light. We have fellowship one with another, and we know that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Stir us today, we pray, with the Word of God. Bless the furtherance of this service. Let it touch some heart. May it be the means of someone being convicted and repenting of his or her sin. Father, we just pray that today will be the day that many come to Christ. Touch the sick today. Minister to every need. Hearts are burdened. Many are crying out to you now, Lord, from near and far, from this radio of equipment. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you'll hear every prayer. Intercede. Work out according to your plan and your will, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise Him with us now.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you. I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
And if you will, at the very end of the broadcast, I'll give you some contact information. So if you will, be ready to take it down. All right, I'm standing on the solid rock. Clap your hands and let's rejoice.
Through my disappointment, strife and discontentment, I cast my every care on the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock of ages, safe from all the storms that rages. but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Now I'm pressing onward, each step leads me homeward. I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close is our relation, firm is His foundation. So on this solid rock I'll stay. I'm standing on the rock of ages,
safe from every storm,
from all the storms that rages,
rich,
but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. I don't feel alone now. With comfort came the Spirit of the Lord. And with His word to guide me, from temptation hide me, I'm standing on the solid rock. Sing it now. I'm standing on the rock of ages,
safe from every storm,
from all the storms,
that rages,
but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock.
Of ages,
safe
from every storm,
from all the storms,
that rages,
rich,
but not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock.
And from John chapter 14, the Word of God says, "Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him." I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. Remember, we're here weekdays at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. This is a ministry of faith, and we cannot do it without you. First of all, we need your prayers. And then after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. Send any checks, mail, any money orders, song requests, prayer requests, any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. Website www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online if you'd like to hear the service. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
I'm standing on the rock, of ages,
safe from every storm,
from all the storms,
that rages,
rich, but not from